I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Talk about a contrast. When President Trump arrived in Hamburg, Germany today ahead of the G20 meeting, there were already protests in the streets. Police there using water cannon and pepper spray to clear demonstrators. Just hours earlier in Poland, the vibe was friendlier. That's people in Warsaw cheering for Donald Trump today. The president was giving a speech in Krasinski Square near the site of the 1944 Warsaw Uprising against the Nazis. Trump compared what Poles faced in World War II to the challenges he says the West faces today.
The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders?
It's not surprising that Trump got a warm welcome in Poland. He enjoys a political kinship with the ruling right-wing party there. Bartosz Wieliński was among the crowd listening to President Trump's address. He's the foreign editor of Gazeta Wyborcza. It's a Polish daily started by the Democratic opposition in 1989. He says the audience today looked a little like a Trump campaign rally.
Imagine the people in Poland wearing red caps from Donald Trump campaign with the sign Make America Great Again. I've seen dozens of people wearing such hats. There are people brought from small towns and rural areas, and they were just carrying a lot of U.S. flags and Polish flags also. When the politicians of the government were entering Krasinski Square, they were simply applauding them. When the members of opposition were there, they were, well, shouting at them. Very wild behavior. I was deeply ashamed at this verbal abuse against the Polish opposition. We are still a democratic country where the opposition has its rights. And imagine Donald Tusk is the president of European Council. He's the former prime minister of Poland. They started suddenly to shout, Donald Tusk is a liar. Donald Tusk is a thief. We don't want Tusk, we want Trump. So there was such kind of, you know, vile emotions which were present. And as I said, I was astonished and deeply ashamed that journalists from other countries had to see that.
What did you want to hear from Trump's speech?
I was expecting a global vision. He's a new president. It was announced as his first major speech in Europe and abroad. And I was expecting that the global leader, leader of the free world, would propose his vision to solve global issues. I find the speech of Donald Trump unfortunately dull. There was nothing serious inside. There was, well, no serious content. I was expecting to hear a world leader with his agenda, with his vision, how to solve, how to tackle terrorism, global warming, well, injustice. And Donald Trump didn't say anything of that.
I know President Trump told the Polish people today that he takes NATO and the defense of Eastern Europe seriously. Was that important for Poles to hear?
Yeah, that was extremely important because we need NATO, we need the United States, and we need soldiers on the ground to protect us from any possible hostile action from our big neighbor, I mean, Russia.
Are Poles worried about greater collaboration between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin?
Of course, the United States and Russia must cooperate, solving global issues. And, of course, Poland must also collaborate with Russia. But, of course, we are afraid that Trump and Putin would decide which part of the world would be free and which one would be under Russian supervision. That's the way of thinking we are afraid of. And we don't know. Donald Trump is unpredictable and anything could happen. But what is interesting, United States remains one of the most beloved countries in Poland. There is no other capital in the world, probably, than Warsaw, when a crowd would shout his name with such great emotion as it was done in Warsaw today. So now he has a proof that not all Europeans despise of him, that he is loved in Poland. And that was the idea of this trip.
Bartosz Wieliński was among the crowd listening to President Trump's address. He's the foreign editor of Gazeta Wyborcza. It's a Polish daily that supports the Democratic opposition. Thanks so much, Bartosz.
It was a pleasure.